From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Adam Burke, and Mo Rocca. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Segal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill is simply having a wonderful Christmas rhyme. Our listener limerick challenge is coming up. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, in a stunning break with tradition, a 100-year-old organization recently announced they were opening their doors to gay members. Who is suddenly accepting of all lifestyles?
100-year-old, more than 100 years old organization.
At least since the turn of the 19th, turn of the 20th century, I'd say.
You know?
Just think of like...
So I need a hint.
You need a hint.
Yes.
All right. At the Pride Parade, their float is just a car with a bunch of bodies in the trunk.
The Mafia?
Yes, the Mafia. After decades denying...
What was that?
Before we move on, let's go back and
hell?
What was that sort of horsey...
I thought it was going to be the Rough Riders.
No, I think the Rough Riders were gay from the jump. No.
And also, that's 1898, all right. So I'm way off. All right.
I mean, seriously, isn't Rough Riders a gay bar in Chelsea? I mean,
it's in the West Village.
All right, fine. After decades denying that there were any gay people in their ranks, the Italian Mafia recently began welcoming members of all sexual preferences into the family, which is more than can be said of some actual families. So congratulations, Grandpa. You're now a worse person than a guy who literally buries his enemies in concrete. It's so nice now that the Mafia doesn't care who you sleep with, a man, a woman, the fishes. So what happened, I should tell you, is a powerful crime boss discovered that his own son doubled as a popular drag queen, presumably, we hope, under the name Gal Capone.
Going to be Cosa Nostra.
It'll be great because this will change the entire like rank of all the mafia cliches. Like, you come to me on the day of my son's wedding to his partner, Craig. Leave the gun. Take the cannoli. I made it myself from a recipe on Queer Eye. Roxanne, this week we learned something incredible about our ancient ancestors. They, like us, would sometimes drink from what?
Sadness.
Drink from the milk carton.
No. I'm just imagining prehistoric milk cartons. Have you seen Ugg?
Let's see. They would drink out of the...
They apparently especially used these when the order was to go.
A McDonald land glass.
Straw.
No, not a straw. No,
really? Paper cups.
Paper, I'll give it to Mo. Disposable cups.
Yes.
Although they were made of clay.
There was
no disposable cups in prehistoric times.
And yet, Roxanne,
they were.
That's the discovery.
They were made of papyrus.
Yeah. They were not made of papyrus. They were made of clay.
They were disposable.
They were made out of mammoth skulls.
They were discovered at sites dated to 4,000 years ago. They're apparently these clay cups.
Then why were they disposable?
Because
it was through a prehistoric drive-through.
Yeah. Haven't you seen the documentary, The Flintstones?
I don't believe this.
Well, apparently, archaeologists say that these were cups. They were cheaply and simply made cups that they would just drink from them, and then they throw them in the ground, and we found the remains. It was not until 3,000 years ago that we began to use reusable clay cups right after the invention of sinks to pile them up in.
Are we sure this just wasn't a frat party? Archaeological, you know, a site where they found and they all broke the glasses.
It is true that they believe they were used for mead pong.
Phi Beta Cro-Magnon.
When the cups were convenient, it was really tough to get your order at Starbucks when they have to carve the cuneiform of your name into the cup.
I'm not Ugg. I'm Ugg.